We may think that putting in extra effort may have no lasting effect. Going the extra mile may not have an immediate return. Today, Jane Andrews shares some proof that life is what we put into it. This is A Walk in the Park.
Just like in a garden, we reap what we sow. As a young mom, I remember deciding to make Easter something more than a basketful of chocolate. I believed in delaying their gratification, engaging their brains, and giving my kids more than confection to remember the holiday. Though they were well-versed in the ecumenical meaning of Easter, and the Easter bunny was never really a thing, I made sure gathering Easter eggs was more than simply a hunt. Fast forward to Easter Sunday this year. Both daughters are now married adults, and everyone came to our house for food and fun. When they arrived, I was told to go into the other room, shut the door, and wait until they came to get me. I couldn't imagine what was going on, and I was in there for a good 10 minutes. When I was finally called, with huge grins on their faces, they body-blocked the table and then parted to reveal a single plastic Easter egg. In that moment, my life rewound 20-some years to exactly how I set up the hunt for the kids' Easter baskets with a clue in each egg. Not only did each egg have a clue to the next, the clues were written in poetry form, just like I wrote, in order to expose my daughters to rhyme and meter. To their delight, I had to figure out that the next egg was in the refrigerator, the next in my studio under the wood stove, and so on, until the last one led me to our dock. There in plain sight was a special Easter basket just for me, containing an African violet, imported cheese, and some mid-century Matchbox cars. After all these years, this was the first time that I got to play. The best part was seeing the joy and laughter on my daughter's faces, especially my younger daughter, who put this whole thing together. She got all of the details exactly right. In a garden, we reap what we sow. It's a full circle feeling to be presented with the very thing that I gave them, waiting past all those years that I wasn't so popular, to now be perfectly quoted, and to have the torch passed to the next.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.